Yes, you are listening to the Ready, Set, Retire radio podcast with Steve Anzoni. My name is Jessica Forkell. Get more details on the website at fairwayfinancial.net. I came across this recent study that talks exactly about that because a third of Americans have nothing saved for retirement.
That's frightening.
Isn't that a third of Americans, guys? Those are big numbers. And 40%, they don't contribute to any kind of retirement fund. And on top of that, 30% don't think they're ever going to be able to retire. I mean, again, it does come down to maybe this literacy gap we're talking about here. And I guess bottom line is if we're uneducated and we're not doing what we need to do, Steve, how can you as Cape Cod's retirement income specialist help us?
Well, by doing these shows and getting as much information to the public as possible. Financial education, I'm getting at, is unbelievably key. And so many people come in and they say, well, I don't know a lot about this stuff. I just throw it all in my 401k and I don't really look at it. That's insane. And you don't have to be an expert at it, but you do have to kind of keep an eye on it. I mean, what you should know is what's the risk involved in what you have. And you could, if you know, you could simply ask those questions, right, to your 401k administrator people and stuff like that. And they usually, these companies have representatives you could talk to. You should at least know that, you know, what's the risk factors? What are you paying? Like, what's the fees in these plans? Get an idea. You don't have to be exact, but just understand what's involved. And then also, what I mean by education is learn that there are other ways you can use your retirement monies. And you don't have to leave it all there. And most people are blown away when I tell them that. I said, there is a thing called an in-service distribution. And as the name implies, in-service means you're still working there, and distribution means you are rolling over a part, or in some cases, you are allowed to roll over all your 401k money while you're still working there, which is something I would never, ever recommend because I am a bucket guy. And I would never put all your eggs in one bucket because you already have that where you are. And the key is to move some money into different segments and to for different purposes, for, say, lifetime guaranteed income, especially if you don't have a pension, which is about, what, 90% of us out there now? Mm-hmm. I mean, unless you work for the state or the government or, you know, whatever, you don't have a pension. So you got to kind of make your own. And you can do that even while you're working with a piece of that money. And you're never going to get this information from your 401k administrator. They're not going to tell you this because they don't want the money to leave. So that's not in your best interest. So you need to find out what you can and can't do with your retirement money. Because like the cable company, they're not going to tell you all the details. You call cable and you say, hey, I've been with you guys a long time. I heard this rate and I want to get a better rate. I'm like, oh, yeah, we can do that. But they're not going to call you and say, hey, we got a better deal for you. That's right. Not in their best interest. So you're not going to get that phone call. You have to be proactive in listening to shows like this. Visit our website at fairwayfinancial.net. There's all kinds of information on there. There's free information on there about IRAs, 401ks, RMDs, right? Required minimum distributions, all great stuff. And there's podcasts of our show. So if you're not a fan of getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, and by the way, the radio station's been pretty kind to me recently. Yeah, the word is getting out there. It's very exciting. I actually had, this is a really cool story. So a few years ago, somebody called in and they wanted to meet me. So we met and they already had a variable annuity through, I believe it was New York Life. And they weren't happy with it. And so I made some phone calls for them, found out what was going on. And I said, look, you cannot move this right now, because it will do more financial harm than good because of the surrender charges involved. And they were blown away. They were so appreciative of my honesty, right, up front with them. And I said to them casually, you know, give me a call back in a year or two. And 2 weeks ago, they called back and they said, hey, Steve, you remember us? And I said, of course I do. How you been? She goes, great. We're going to be moving south soon and we want to talk to you about the annuity again. I said, sure, come in. I go, let me look at it and make sure that it's okay for us to move. And as long as it puts you in a better financial position, then it makes sense. And of course, with today's higher interest rates, I was able to even with a small fee to move it from the other company, the new company I put them with gave them, are you ready for this? A 13% upfront real bonus on the premium, on the money. Not an income rider bonus, but a real bonus on the money. So their account was actually worth 10% more the very next day of the transfer. They hadn't made 10% in the 3 years that they owned the contract. And so we eliminated all the downside risk. We eliminated all the fees. And they are happy as a clam. These people took the time to figure out options. They were proactive. And that's what you need to be out there listening. I'm glad you're listening. And I'm glad you're getting some information. But information without action is not good. I mean, it's not going to help you. It's going to collect dust, okay? You don't want it to collect dust. You want to be proactive and give us a call at 508-552-3230. That's 508-552-3230. Be proactive. Give us a buzz and say, hey, Steve, I listened to your show. I like what you have to say, and I'm interested in either meeting with me in my office here in Hyannis or just doing a phone call first. And I've done a lot of those lately.
Yeah, just making it simple.
Yeah, just to find out, just an informational meeting. Okay, and that's all it is where you're at, what's going on, what are you trying to do, what do you got? And I'll tell you, I'll be very direct like I am in the show, and I'll flat out tell you if I think I can help you with your situation now or if we need to put it off for whatever reason. I'll be very upfront. You can go on the website too, by the way, right? And fairwayfinancial.net. And there's a little tab up there. And we've had a lot of those lately, people making appointments. You can go on the tab. You can click it. You can look at my schedule. And you say, okay, cool. Steve's available, you know, 4:30 Thursday. Great. Let me punch him in. And we really thank you for listening and investing your time as you're doing now. But why not take the next step? I mean, you're investing your time already. Make it proactive. See exactly what's going on with your situation and not in general, right? That's what I'm getting at.
We all know her. Of course, Susie Orman. She is a personal finance guru. She recently spoke about, you know, the fear of Social Security running out, right? There's all these crazy headlines all over the place. And so she put together a quick list that should kind of, you know, take some of that anxiety away from it. So, Steve, I'm going to go through this list and I'm going to get your thoughts here. Number one, she says Social Security will not run out of money, so calm down. Number two, if they raise the retirement age, it will not affect those on the verge of retirement. True. Number three, if you want a bigger check, just wait till you're 70. Mm-hmm. Number four, if you need the money sooner, you should take it. It's your choice. And last but not least, number five, married couples have a number of strategies that can help increase benefits. Steve, do you agree with the list? Would you add anything?
Absolutely. I love Susie Orman. I think she's fantastic. And I think she's right on, you know, and she talked a lot about long-term care too in the past and said how valuable trying to get coverage for that was. I think she's really good. And her TV, you know, she's on, you know, public television too. So I respect her a lot. And I 100% agree. Social Security's not going anywhere, gang. All right. So forget about these stupid, you know, social media threats and all this garbage. It's not going anywhere. The reason it's in the trouble it's in is because of our government has been, well, they call it taking loans against it. Basically, it's stealing money from the Social Security system and plugging up other holes they have on the other side because they can't balance a budget to save their lives. That's exactly what's going on. Yes, people are living longer. I get that. But Social Security had billions and billions of dollars in cash in it. And that's where they saw the opportunity to take from that and fix other holes. It's not going anywhere. I do agree with Susie, though, that capping a little bit to try to, you know, to fix it, you know, because of their mistake, we have to pay, right? That's how it goes with our government. They make the mistakes and we pay for it.
Pretty much.
It's really stupid, you know, and from a tax standpoint, if you're making 44 grand of gross income, and who isn't in where I live in Massachusetts, if you're not making 44,000 as a married couple, you probably aren't able to live in this state. 85% of your Social Security income, which by the way, has already been taxed, is taxed again at ordinary income. So whatever your bracket is in, 85% of that check will be reported as income. It's unreal, but it's one of those things that we cannot do anything about unless we revert back to the Boston Tea Party and start, you know, doing something like that again. Because we're not going to, it's just not going to win that battle because Congress doesn't really care about it because they don't get involved with Social Security because they have a pension plan that would just make you cry with envy. So that's the world and that's what we live in. And Susie says, right, if you want a bigger check, you know, you can afford to wait till 70, then do it. And if you need the money sooner, then do it. Just know your numbers and figure it out. Because be careful if you take it sooner and you're still working, because there's another tax trap there. So if you're making too much while you're working and you take Social Security, they're going to keep it. They're going to hold it back from you.
Sure, yeah.
So it may not even be worth doing it. And as a married couple, there are strategies. And she's, of course, talking about, you know, one spouse delaying, the other spouse taking half, and all these different strategies that you can do and employ. So, again, it all comes down to what I said earlier. Be proactive. Don't sit around and think, well, I'll deal with it later. Know what's going on now. Yes, it can change, but at least you know what's going on, all right? And remember, you don't have to wait exactly until your full retirement age, which for many of you listening is probably 67, you know, or 66 in so many months if you're born in the 50s. You don't have to wait exactly till that day. You can go 65, right? You can measure it up with Medicare and say, all right, I'm going to take my check at 65. I'll get maybe 85% of my check, but I'll use it to offset taxes on the house or, you know, Medicare premiums or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can plan like that. So that's a good strategy is to, I always try to say, make your money work for you and use it for exactly what you're going to need it for. And don't just grab withdrawals from your 401k and just guess, because that could be brutal. It could be really dangerous to do that. And how do you know you're taking too much? Or if we have a crash again, your pile will go from a million to 600. And now what? So you just got to be more proactive. That's all. Just try to get information from other sources and know what your options are. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And unfortunately, you can go on the internet and be blown away and go down all these rabbit holes because that's the way social media is built. It's
sure.
It's sad. I mean, people try to get information and it becomes a task and it becomes so overwhelming that they just stop.
You know, you mentioned social media here, and listen, we're all guilty of it, scrolling for hours at a time. You go down the rabbit hole. Next thing you know, you think that you can be the next Builder Bob or whatever it is, because we were talking before the show that, you know, both Steve and I, we go on there to go, how do I fix this? Or how do I put together this? And those type of things, I think it's okay to go to social media for, right? You're seeing the video,
yeah,
et cetera.
You know, social media can be a little helpful. You go to the YouTube videos.
Sure,
I had to do it to put my Nest up, you know, the little
thermostat thing. I
thought it'd be a cakewalk, but no.
Nothing is easy. What are you talking about?
So, you know, I use that guide and it helped, so it's cool.
Yeah, but when it comes to your finances, I'm thinking maybe
not. Here's a good point, all right? So if you had $1 million in cash, you'd want to protect it and grow it, and you'd want some thought and management behind it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And for most couples, that's about roughly what they'll receive from Social Security over their retirement. I mean, this money is yours. It's not like, here you go, it's an entitlement. We paid into it. It's our pension plan, okay? You need to understand and make it work for you the best way possible. There is no magic formula. Every situation is different. It is. I've been doing this for over 35 years. I haven't seen two couples come in, oh, you're exactly like that couple there. You should both do it exactly at this time. It never works that way. You know, there's health factors involved, okay? How's your health? How's your family history? There are other factors involved, like other monies you have coming in that could trip you up if you take it at the wrong time. So, and there are strategies, you know, obviously, if you're married, there's more strategies that you have. So all these factors play in. This is no easy picnic. And by the way, it's irrevocable, meaning, once you choose a strategy, that's it. You're done. Okay? So make sure that you do the right one. It's your retirement plan. It's your pension. It's your money. Make it work the best way for you. And as Jess pointed out, give us a call and we'll help you with that. 508-552-3230. There's a lot of different ways, and I can share with you stuff. Believe me, if you're going to consider surgery like I am with knee replacement, you're going to do your homework. You're not going to go to any guy. You're going to want to try to go to the best guy you can possible. And of course, being living where we are, we got some of the best hospitals in the world in Boston, right? So you're going to want to find the guy with the most experience. You don't want some guy out of medical school who's done one knee operation to work on you. You want a pro. You want someone like me who's been around years and years, who understands the concepts of this and who can, not only that, but who can explain it in English so you can understand it, because that's the key. I mean, you can go to someone really fancy and all this other stuff, and that's what you're going to get. And you're going to say, oh, okay. You're going to go home and you're going to like, what did he say? I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get that a lot at my seminars where people say, Steve, I've been to other workshops and you just come across as, you know, easygoing and here's the facts and here's what's going on. And I said, yeah, well, you know, that's how I want to get my information and that's how I want to project it to you. The book I wrote, okay, it's only about 115 pages. Do you know how hard it was to get my thoughts down from 350, 400 pages to 115? But I did it on purpose because I wanted people to be able to read that book and say, put it down and go, I get that. So I wanted a plumber, an electrician, a doctor, a lawyer, a business owner to be able to read it and go, yeah, I get that. So that's why I wrote it like it did. And maybe that's why it went national bestseller. I don't know, but I'm happy it did. Thank you, COVID. Seriously, you need to get it together. I mean, we have a window here that I haven't seen in 25 years with my interest rates. Okay. So you need to, I mean, I can't reach out to you. I mean, other than this format, you have now got to reach back out. Say, Steve, just give me some ideas. Give me some thoughts. Be my coach. You know, show me the road. Right. So 508-552-3230 is your pathway. So I'm encouraging you to just give a call, find out. I mean, it's going to hurt you to not know what's out there. It'll hurt you more than taking the time to find out what is out there. Trust me, I guarantee you that's the case. And you come in and see me or on the phone, you will absolutely get an education that you haven't gotten in the past. I assure you of that.
Get more details on the website, fairwayfinancial.net. That's fairwayfinancial.net.
Stephen Anzoni is a licensed insurance provider by the Division of Insurance and is not registered as an investment advisor in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Fairway Financial Insurance Agency, Inc. does not give investment, tax, or legal advice. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Fairway Financial Insurance Agency, Inc. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Massachusetts Insurance License 172-2314.